Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, December 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple has released macOS Tahoe 26.2 to Mac users everywhere. This comes after a couple of months of beta testing. The headlining new feature of macOS Tahoe is something called Edge Light. Edge Light is a video effect that essentially aims to replicate the experience of using a ring light while on video calls. It adds a virtual light around the edges of your Mac display to illuminate your face if you're in a dark room. The feature, however, is also far more intelligent than using a traditional ring light. Using the neural engine in your Mac, Edge Light can detect your face, size, and where you're located in the frame to ensure accurate lighting. It also uses your Mac's image signal processor to fine-tune the light to precisely adjust the brightness of Edge Light to match your exact environment. And if your Mac's cursor gets too close to the edge of the display, Edge Light will intelligently recede out of the way so you know you can still access your content. You can find Edge Light alongside settings for other video conferencing features like portrait mode in the menu bar while on a video call. It works with FaceTime as well as third-party video calling apps like WebEx, Zoom, and Microsoft Teams. Next up today, Apple has also released iPadOS 26.2, and it includes some key upgrades for multitasking for iPad users. With iPadOS 26, Apple introduced an all-new Mac-like multitasking experience on the iPad, but it came at the cost of slide-over, an omission that proved controversial among iPad users, and it also removed key split-view features as well. With iPadOS 26.1, Apple responded to some of that feedback and added a new version of slide-over back on the iPad, but iPadOS 26.2 takes things to the next level. In the initial implementation of slide-over in iPadOS 26.1, Apple covered the basics. You could use the green traffic light window control to put an app in slide-over mode. That window would then float on top of your other windows and can easily be hidden when needed. Split view is activated the same way. One key feature that was missing, however, was the ability to drag an app out of the dock to enter slide-over or split view mode. In iPadOS 26.2, that functionality has been restored. You can now drag an app from your iPad's dock or a Spotlight search result to instantly put it in slide-over or split view. When you drag an app icon, the window preview morphs to indicate that you're placing it in split view, slide-over, or as a full window. This is very similar to the iPadOS 18 implementation of the features. So essentially what we have now, thanks to iPadOS 26.2, is the more powerful Mac-like multitasking experience as part of iPadOS 26, plus replications of the most popular multitasking features from previous versions of iPadOS as well. Slide-over is still missing features like the ability to have a stack of multiple apps in a slide-over window, and it also still requires that you use the new windowing mode in iPadOS 26, so it doesn't work in full-screen apps mode. But still, iPadOS 26.2 is a huge step in the right direction for people longing for the pre-iPadOS 26 multitasking features. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Before the year wraps up, make sure your digital life and your business are backed up. Backblaze protects everything on your device automatically, from family photos to work projects, financial records, and more. This means you'll never lose what matters most. Until the end of the month, 9to5Mac listeners can get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Just hit the link in the show notes or go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple has also released iOS 26.2 for iPhone users. This update includes a highly requested new feature for the Reminders app. With the update, you can now choose an urgent option that will set an alarm on your iPhone for when the task is due. It's essentially another way to make sure you don't forget to do something on your task list. There are also new features for Apple Music. Your favorite songs playlist will now appear in the top picks section of the Home tab in Apple Music. There's support for offline lyrics for downloaded songs, so you can view them without an internet connection. And the update fixes an issue where pre-release albums in your Apple Music library were not immediately playable at their release time. This was a bug that went viral when Taylor Swift released her The Life of a Showgirl album back in October. Taylor Swift fans who pre-saved the album couldn't actually listen to it when the album was released. This, naturally, led to an uprising among frustrated Apple Music users, and Apple promises that iOS 26.2 fixes this problem. iOS 26.2 also adds new features for Apple Podcasts. First, the app will now automatically generate chapters for podcast episodes with artificial intelligence. Second, the update brings a new podcast mentions feature that lets you see and follow podcasts right from the player and the transcript. This means that if you're listening to a podcast and the host references a different podcast, Apple Podcasts should automatically add a link to that other show in the episode's description. To accommodate the growing breadth of Apple News, iOS 26.2 makes it easier to jump to the sports, puzzles, politics, and food sections of the app with a new button directly on the homepage. iOS 26.2 adds another way for people to customize Liquid Glass. On your iPhone's lock screen, there's an updated slider that lets you adjust the transparency of the clock. It's available for all different font options, and you can choose between designs that are even more transparent or opaque than before. iOS 26.2 includes two notable tweaks for CarPlay users. You can now disable pinned conversations in the Messages app, and the update appears to expand the number of widget stacks available for some cars. It's not exactly clear what the threshold is here, but some users who previously had two widget stacks are now available to create a third. You can hit the link in the show notes to find Apple's full release notes for iOS 26.2. You can update by going to the Settings app. And as always, the update includes key security fixes as well, so we recommend updating as soon as possible. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.